and I don't take their support lightly, and I'm grateful. You know, I was a healthcare provider before, as you mentioned, and I'm going to continue to work on trying to get the cost of healthcare down, more transparency to the consumer. And, you know, I want to make sure that we protect things like Healthy Indiana Plan, you know, for the 400,000 people that we were able to provide insurance for. But I want to work on getting healthcare costs down, and that's the problem. The big problem is the consumer doesn't know what the healthcare costs are because there's no transparency, and it's a tough one. But that's what I work on. So I'm gonna look forward to doing that again.
Abdul, you want to talk with the congressman?
Oh, yeah, Larry Abdul here. First of all, congratulations on your victory. Good to talk to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
How do you function? It looks like Democrats are going to be the majority of the Congress again. How do you function? How do you get things done being in the minority for another 2 years?
Well, I'm on the Energy and Commerce Committee, and our committee is traditionally very bipartisan. And so I have, you know, for example, Raul Ruiz, who's a physician from Southern California, on the other side of the aisle on the committee, and him and I work together all the time. So I work with other doctors like Ami Barra from California, who's also an MD. So my committee honestly does a lot of bipartisan things in healthcare areas. You know, we have some disagreements on the big issues, but on behind the scenes, I think I'm optimistic we can accomplish a lot of things. So I'm optimistic.
Hey, Larry, this is your constituent, John Gregg from Northern Knox County.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Congressman. I wanted to congratulate you, although we're of opposite sides. You're always very kind and courteous to me, and as you and I both know, our differences aren't personal. They're political.
No.
And again, congratulations to you on another term in representing those of us from Evansville to Terre Haute.
Well, I appreciate that, John. Thank you very much.
Congressman.
And like I said, it's an honor and a privilege to do this job. You know, I mean, you were in public service, you know, and represented constituents. So you understand, you know, the honor it is to be able to represent people. And, you know,
Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there, sir. Thank you so much for calling in. You're listening
welcome.
To live election coverage on Network Indiana.